This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Humanitarian aid was dropped via parachute over the Gaza Strip Tuesday as satellite photos appear to show a new compound of tents being built near Khan Yunis in the Gaza Strip as the Israeli army continues to signal it plans an offensive targeting the city of Rafah. Israel has said it plans to evacuate civilians from Rafah during an anticipated offensive on the southern city, where hundreds of thousands of people have taken refuge during the war, now in its seventh month. On Saturday, the U.S. House of Representatives approved a $26 billion aid package that includes around $9 billion in humanitarian assistance for Gaza, which experts say is on the brink of famine, as well as billions for Israel. Speaking at the State Department in Washington Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Gaza's humanitarian concerns have always been a top U.S. priority.
From day one, we've been working to do everything we can to try to increase protection for civilians, as well as, you know, to facilitate the delivery of humanitarian assistance for the Gazans who so desperately need it.
An external review of the neutrality of the UN agency that assists Palestinian refugees has concluded that agency has a number of procedures and mechanisms in place to ensure its neutrality, but there's room for improvement, Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
The review also noted that UNRWA has a, quote, more developed approach to neutrality than other similar UN or aid groups. According to Catherine Colonna, a former French foreign minister appointed by the UN to lead the review.
There's always room for improvement. And some issues related to neutrality persist. This is why this mission was created.
Colonna was tasked with the review after Israel accused 12 UNRWA staff of taking part in the Hamas-led October 7th attacks that triggered the Gaza war.
That's Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reporting. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken heads to China Tuesday for several days of talks with senior officials in Shanghai and Beijing. Blinken's second trip to China comes as the United States warns the nation against enabling Russia in its war on Ukraine, with Chinese firms directly supplying critical components for Russia's defense industrial base, and U.S. officials are considering additional sanctions on China. VOA State Department Bureau Chief Nike Ching has this report.
Former U.S. military officials say more sanctions are needed. Retired Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery is a senior fellow with the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. He spoke to VOA via Zoom.
Absolutely, the Russian war effort is supported and undergirded by the support from China, Iran, and North Korea. The United States' ability to hold China accountable for this is through sanctions.
Washington is enlisting European allies for similar measures, according to analysts. Nike Ching, VOA News, Washington.
Taiwan's earthquake-prone eastern county of Hualien was rattled by more than 200 aftershocks late Monday and early Tuesday, but only minor damage and no casualties were reported. Reuters correspondent Debbie Rajarm reports.
The affected buildings have been left empty since the 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit the largely rural and sparsely populated area earlier this month, killing at least 17 people. Elsewhere on the island, including in the capital Taipei, buildings swayed throughout the night, with the largest of the many quakes registering a 6.3 magnitude. The world's largest contract chipmaker TSMC, meanwhile, evacuated some staff from factories on the island's west coast. It said in a statement that it does not expect any impact on operations. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen on her Facebook page called on people to stay alert and not to panic in the event of more earthquakes.
That's Reuters correspondent Debbie Rajarm reporting. As the banning of books that contain explicit or controversial materials has become more prevalent in conservative U.S. communities in recent years, state legislators in the upper Midwestern U.S. state of Minnesota are considering legislation that would prohibit such bans. Minnesota high school senior Shay Ross successfully fought back against an effort to ban books in her district, and she supports the legislation.
And if we're trying to essentially raise young adults who are people who drive and work and vote, saying that they can't learn about things like racism and sexual assault isn't protecting them. It's harming them in the long run because they have less information to go off of when interacting with the real world around them.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.